Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C-Squared. Now, on our podcast, we interview musicians and other industry professionals to give you an inside look on how to take your music to the next level.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the C-Squared Podcast. This is your host, Curtis, and my co-host, Aaliyah. And we are here today with our two-time guest, Chelf from Metal Digest. She is going to be talking with us today about not journalism, well, sort of journalism this time, I guess. But it's we're going to be talking about the controversial subject known as form interviews. We're going to go over it from a journalist perspective, a musician's perspective, I guess, and I guess a PR's perspective. We got all three of us here, so why not? So to start the proceedings, I'm going to bring it over to Aaliyah to get the podcast going here.
Well, just to start things off, Chelf, can you give a little background about Metal Digest, how you started the site and what the concept is behind it?
Yeah, sure. So hi, everyone. I'm Chelf. It's so good to be back on the podcast. Well, I'm the co-founder and creative director of Metal Digest. We started the magazine with my business partner, Adam McCann, a couple of years ago. We are a music, metal, and rock and roll magazine. And that's pretty much everything in a nutshell.
Go ahead, Curtis.
I was just gonna ask her to, well, actually, I'll let you go. It's okay. Never mind.
Well, as a PR, we work with a lot of form interviews, and we thought that maybe we could dive into this topic today with you. We know that you use them sometimes. Can you tell us a little bit about how you create a form interview, why you use them, and the benefits of them?
Yeah, sure. So we have about six template interviews, form interviews at the moment, and I'm working on a few new ideas for the upcoming months. I'm very excited about that. And those are just the 50% of our interviews overall. We really focus on quality over quantity, but you have to have fresh content for your readers every single day. So those form interviews come in very handy when it comes to that. The idea starts, it can be from pretty much anything. We brainstorm a lot. We have a messenger group, a group chat with all the Metal Digest members. So we talk a lot about new ideas, fresh ideas, so we come up with different concepts. But
yeah,
not
I feel
just
like
that. I mean, I was watching. Yeah, sorry.
I was just going to say, I feel like Metal Digest form interviews are really creative and fun. And maybe you can go into how you, I mean, that's an explanation kind of how you manage to have form interviews that are still interesting and fun.
So every time I have an idea or I read something that I find very interesting, I take notes. Basically, I have like, I'm not sure if you can see behind me, I have a whole wall of notes, notebooks. So every time I find something interesting, I write it down, and that can spark an entire interview or a concept about an interview. I was watching like a fashion video on YouTube like a few months ago, and that generated the first time template. You know, you have to cross fields and industries, and that's where most of the inspiration comes from.
That's super smart. Yeah, because if you just kind of are borrowing or getting inspired by one dimension, it limits you so much. So that's,
yeah, exactly.
It's very cool to hear that.
I want to jump in if possible. So now, one of the problems that we have with form interviews is that some bands, not most, but there are some bands who complain that they're getting generic questions. What is your response? Like, do you ever get that in a response to people, like when you send them one of your form interviews, like, fuck this, I don't want to do this because it's too generic or something? Or is that just not very common?
No, we never had that. Fortunately, we never had that. Okay. But I get it. I get the point. It can get generic, but you have to be very careful. You have to be very creative. There's an infinite number of questions you can ask and be very creative about it. And you know, we're not looking for prepared responses. What we're trying to do is get to know the bands a bit better. And at the same time, we're trying to reflect our entire branding, our personality, who we are as mm-hmm. a magazine and as a group mm-hmm. through those questions. So you have to be very creative. You have to be very careful and stay away from anything generic. Mm-hmm. And I think this is how you screen for the top talents. And this is how you get to know the bands a bit mm-hmm. better.
Explain that, like when you said this is how you screen for the top talent, like explain that for bands, please.
Well, if I ask a very interesting or different question, and I get a generic answer that is uninspired, mm-hmm. I'm not inspired to read further, you know?
Yep.
But when I see your personality shining through your answers, and you're very creative as well, and you show your personality, you make a joke or something, you tell us about a backstage story with the band, or you know, something that happened in the studio, and you're very chill and very cool and relaxed about it, mm-hmm. this is how, you know, you're thinking, there's something here. And this is how you get to know the band.
Awesome. Okay, so I want to ask Aaliyah a brief question, since she's the musician. Well, I don't know if you are, Jelf, but at least Aaliyah, I know, is the musician who's done a form interview, at least.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay, good. Good, good, good. So Aaliyah, just from your perspective on form interviews, pros and cons, just out of curiosity.
Well, to me, I don't know if there are really any cons, because really, I think, you know, I'm biased because I have this background where I'm working on this podcast with you. I work with PR. Mm-hmm. And so I have a bit of a multidimensional perspective on this. I think doing anything you can to get your name out there more is beneficial. It improves your SEO. It improves like the chances of people discovering you. So I don't think there's really any drawbacks unless you don't represent yourself well in the interview, which is completely within your control.
Agreed.
So,
yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Well, I was going to now ask Chalf, okay, so like, let's say you get, so a band fills up the interview. So let's say, let me ask you this first. Have you ever gotten a band send back a whole bunch of sarcastic answers to the questions out of curiosity?
No, not really. They make jokes, but okay. In a good way. We never had any issue with that, never. And we have so many bands asking for us to send them the specific templates. For example, we had bands saying, oh, can we please do the about interview because we have some killer answers for question number three or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, we never had an issue with that.
You guys are lucky. It's probably because your guys' form interviews are so good. Okay, so let's say that you had a band. They get one of the interviews. They send it back super sarcastic, snotty, you know, just like any type of thing. Would you run it or would you just trash pile it?
Well, I would talk to the band first. I would send the interview back and see what I can do to make them feel more comfortable, see what they did not like, what prompted this response, and cool. Maybe we can take it from there and do the interview again.
That was a very good response. Cool. Aaliyah, do you have a follow-up to that? I have another one.
Well, do you have any advice, like, for bands? Not everybody is, like, good at translating their personality into text. So do you have any advice for bands on how to fill out the interviews in a way that's going to give the most true-to-self representation of their personality?
Yeah, the first thing, I'd say that you have to read a lot of interviews. Just read as much as you can. This is where all the inspiration will start coming from. So read a lot. And if you can afford a manager or a creative director, just go for it. They will guide you through the process and everyone is happy. But I understand that not everyone can afford a creative director. So just read a lot and just be yourself. Be very cool about who you are. you don't have to make everyone like you. You just have to find the right people. Your target audience who will like you and appreciate you for who you are and the kind of music that you create.
So Aaliyah stole my follow-up question, so I can't ask that. So whatever. But I did want to ask you, so when a band reaches out to you for coverage, obviously most bands are going to be asking for reviews or whatever. Do you offer the form interviews to anyone, or is it kind of like, okay, so you have a quality control check before you will offer?
Yeah, I have a very strict filtering process. Okay. I'm kind of insane about it.
Cool.
So I have to cherry pick the right band for the right interview.
Cool.
When I'm reading the press release, I'm going through all the key points and I'm like, see, this would make a great answer to this kind of form interview. If none of those form interviews would work and I still want to know more about the band, I will do like a non-form interview. But if I decided to do a form interview, it would be very specific, tailor-made to this band.
Like, for example, okay, give an example on how you would tailor make, I don't know, the about one, just off the top of your head.
So, sorry, can you repeat the question?
I said, give an example on how you would tailor make, like, for example, the about one for a band.
The about, okay.
Just off the top of your head.
The about interview is a more of an introductory kind of interview. So if the press release is not giving me enough information about the band, or if it's a new band that they don't have much to share about who they are, about their work, then I would choose the about feature, because it's a great way, a very unconventional way to get to know a few things about the band and what's going on with them, who are they really. Then we have Metal Shots, another example. This is also for underground bands like The Misfits, like the very hardcore extreme metal bands who don't like to do long interviews and they just want to get to the point, introduce themselves and get out the door. This is for them. So yeah, there are a few indicators for each template that I choose each time.
So what would be, okay, so actually I'll let Aaliyah ask this and this is kind of going off topic.
Wait, ask this as if a specific question?
No. Sorry, but ask next, not ask this. Sorry. I'm thinking ahead on something that I want to ask her, but it's probably off topic right now.
I mean, we're getting into it, and like, I was just looking back at the interview that we did. It was the About You interview for you guys, and I felt like these are questions people could think are generic, but they're not if you really read them, and they're kind of formulated in a way that inspires you to answer them creatively, right? Very open answers.
Thank you.
Yeah, so maybe we could ask for journalists and other websites who are trying to create interviews, do you have any tips for them on how to write questions that will inspire better answers? If they're getting feedback from bands that it's like boring.
Yeah. So I always think, what if I was having dinner with this band and we were actually in the same table trying to get to know each other better? What would I really like to know? I would probably not want to know like, oh, how did you first start it out? How, you know, like the generic stuff. I would really want to get behind the scenes. So this is how I create all the questions. I'm not sure if that's helpful, but this is how, that's what really helps me get like creative questions for the templates.
Do you like watch interviews a lot or read interviews a lot, I would guess? Do you have
all the time.
Favorite
all the time.
Interviewers that you take inspiration from or find inspiring?
Well, I'll have to get back to you on that. From the top of my head, I'm thinking about our own interviewers because I'm obsessed
with
you and they're doing such an amazing job. I love Craig Obert's interviews. They are freaking amazing. He asks the best questions that every time I'm like, why did I not think of that first? and we always fight over the best questions. But I'll have to get back to you on that about other journalists.
That's fine. Curtis?
Well, I wanted to see, get Chelf to give an example, if she's willing, if you're willing, on what you think an appropriate response would be. For example, for one of your questions, how would your 10-year-old self react to what you do now? I want you to give an example of what would be good in your opinion, because I've seen some pretty bad answers at times.
Oh yeah. Well, there's not a prepared response that I'm looking for. It could be enthusiastic. It could be completely disappointed. I mean, as long as it's authentic, as long as it's real, that's what I'm looking for, the real responses. I ask the same questions myself, and I'm like, what would I think if, you know, I had the studio and, you know, running a metal magazine? And, you know, I'm really looking for the authentic response, whether it's a wow response, oh my God, we made it, or, you know, this sucks, whatever it is, as long as it's real.
Cool. So how would your 10-year-old self react to what you're doing now?
Oh, I would be amazed. I would be amazed. You know, it's in our nature to always crave for more. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful and so happy with what I have. It's like a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a very small city. Mm-hmm. Well, I still live in Greece, but you know, I have my own studio, I have my own business, I have my own magazine, I'm in a committed relationship, I have the best dog in the world, I love the Metal Digest crew, I'm friends with every single one of the guys and girls, so I would be like, oh my God, it can't be real, just keep powering through, sorry about that.
No worries.
I would be like, yeah, just power through. It's worth it. In the end, it's really worth it. You'll get there. Just keep working hard.
Cool. So I have one more question that's kind of based around what we're talking about right now. And then I want to go on to something else a little bit different, but in regards to this.
Yeah.
So if a band, let's say a band fills out the form and they give an answer back that you feel is inappropriate, i.e., you know, sexist or something like that, would you filter it if this has happened or not happened, or would you just leave it be and run it, just out of curiosity?
I think I would run it. It's not my responsibility to create the profile for a band. If that's who you are and this is what you want to project to the world, it's your responsibility. And who am I to filter your words? I mean, I don't feel that that's appropriate. Unless it would be something, I don't know, something completely out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would talk to the band and see if we can, you know, work around it. Or maybe that's not what you meant. Maybe it came off wrong.
Yeah.
But what did happen last week is that I realized that a band did not understand the question properly.
No.
I think it was the top five. Yeah, it was the top five interview. And the question was, the top five advice or the top five things not to make it in the music industry. Mm-hmm. And obviously they did not notice the not. So they gave us all the answers of what you should do to make it in the music industry. And I'm like, oh, that's not right. So I texted the band back and I'm waiting for a response. They probably didn't get it. So that happened, but we never had like something completely inappropriate as a response.
Well, that's good. That's very good. Aaliyah, do you have anything else on this part of it? Because I wanted to go a little bit off topic.
I guess one thing I want to ask is, I feel like a lot of the negative response to form interviews or template interviews comes from ego. And I wonder if you have any insight on what level of popularity would a band need to be before they should expect to not fill out template interviews, I guess? If there is,
honestly, I don't think it has to do with the popularity of the band, how big you are. I don't think it has nothing to do with it, basically. We send those interviews to like the big names and the rock stars and to upcoming stars, and new bands as well. We're trying to be very fair with that and find the perfect balance. I think that's what makes it interesting. And at the same time, we're doing non-form interviews with lesser known bands and with big names as well. So we're trying to mix and match it because this is what makes it interesting.
So a little bit off topic, a little bit on topic. I know we only got about 6 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you this. So just on interviews in general, not form interviews, obviously, do you prefer doing, in-person kind of like this, or do you prefer doing form interviews, you yourself? And if so, why? To whichever answer you pick.
I don't really have a preference. I think it's all about the band and what it inspires me to do. I'm reading the press release or the press kit, and I'm like, okay, I have to talk to this band about this and this and that. So it really has to do with its band individually. It's not like a set thing that I can respond to.
Okay, so to kind of follow that up, what would make you want to interview a band in person versus doing a form interview? Like, what would be the specific thing that would make you go, I'd rather just speak to them versus doing that form?
I think it's pure instinct. At this point, it's just instinct. Maybe it has to do something with the aesthetics of the band. I'm going through the press release and I'm instantly drawn to something. Maybe it's like the album cover. Maybe it's the photography, the photos of the band. Maybe it's the way they articulate the press release. That's also important.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I have to get into your brain and I have to dig deeper. But it's just pure instinct at this point.
Fair. And I got one final one before I pass it over to Aaliyah for her final questions, which is, if you have to pick, well, I'm going to make you pick unless you refuse. Out of all the form interviews that you've done, all the ones you guys run on the site, which one would you say you thought was the best out of all of them, and you would encourage people to read as being the standard that people should read for filling out your interviews?
I really like the first time interview. I think it's really inspired, and I love the responses we get.
But which band, though? I want a specific band, if you're willing. If you're willing.
Oh gosh, that is really, really hard. I'll text you a response. I'll go through them all. I'll go through them all and I'll text you the response.
We'll have to add all these follow-up answers in description.
Have to be reminded about this. That was my final question, though, Aaliyah.
That's good. I think this was a really beneficial conversation.
I agree.
About the form interviews and template interviews and other stuff. I don't think I really have any other questions about that topic. I think we covered it pretty well. Mm-hmm. Is there any other insights that you think you would offer to bands about being interviewed? What kind of perspectives they should have, maybe, or?
Just be open about it. Reach out to magazines and webzines and see what they have available. Read the magazines and don't just send random requests. We really appreciate it when you actually take the time to read the interviews. And I really love it when bands come to us and they're like, oh my God, I love this interview. I loved how you interviewed this specific band. Can we do something similar? This is what I have in mind. Or when they come to you with a concept in mind, as a part of their branding, that's my favorite thing in the world. So yeah, that's my tip.
Yeah, and actually that reminds me of a question I had, which was, if a band is coming to you without a press release, without a PR, they're coming to you independently, what kind of information should they send you to be considered?
A press kit would be really nice, or any kind of links they have so that I can check out their music, a bit about their background, who they are, why they do what they do. That should be a good start.
Perfect. Curtis, do you have anything else before?
No, this was action-packed and lots of info, and I think we covered a lot of stuff here, and I was really, really happy with the responses. So I think I am questioned out for today.
Thank you so much, Chelf. This was an absolute pleasure and a great conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. I love being on the podcast again. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And everyone listening, hope you got something beneficial from this episode. And until next time, make like a bull and throw those horns up.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by leaving us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. You can also join the conversation by following us on any social media and suggesting guests or topics you'd like to learn more about. Thanks for listening to C-Squared.